Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Certainly is a lot of it this weekend.
Yeah, there sure is, and a lot going on today. We have the draw for the last 16 of the Europa League today. Both Manchester United and Arsenal will be in the hat. United, because they produced a great second half performance to beat Barcelona 2-1 last night and qualify for the last 16. There are two Brazilian players, Fred and Anthony, their surnames. They came on and got two goals in the second half after Barca had led at half time through a penalty by Robert Lewandowski. So United are on a real roll now under Erik ten Hag, their new manager. They head to Wembley on Sunday. They look to collect their first silverware since 2017 when they faced Newcastle in the League Cup final. But the United manager Erik ten Hag is playing down their change in fortunes.
I don't want to call it the Ten Hag revolution, but I think it's definitely a big step for us, for our team, to get the belief that this team can win big games. And you now beat the number one of La Liga, 8 points ahead of Real Madrid. And Real Madrid, we saw them in a week against Liverpool. That's such a great team, but this team, Barcelona, so 8 points ahead. So if you can beat them, you can beat everyone. We want to win every game. We want to win every trophy we take part in. Yeah, we want to win this. But then we have to go many rounds further.
Now, the League of Ireland has a really busy night tonight. The champions, Shamrock Rovers, they go to Drogheda. Bohemians take on Dundalk, and Dundalk are boosted by the news that Hull City's owner is poised to invest in the County Louth club. Here's the Hull City manager, Liam Ross Sr.
I think it's massive. I think the top clubs are doing it. Manchester City, I know a club I know really well, Brighton, are doing it. It's a really, really good idea, and I think it shows the ambition of this football club where we want to get to. If it's in the best interest of Dundalk and it's in the best interest of us as a football club, which I'm sure it is, I think it's a great idea and it's something I completely support.
How much has the owner shared his plans with you?
Completely. They're so open. Jin and Tan tell me everything about where they want to go, what the short-term plan is, what the long-term vision is for the club.
Would you expect it to happen then?
I don't know. I'm not at the sharp edge of the deal. I've got enough to worry about day to day in my role at the club, but it's something that if it happens then great, and if it doesn't then I'm sure we'll keep striving to be successful.
That's Liam Ross Sr. Interesting days ahead for Dundalk. The other games tonight in the Premier Division, some big ones. Derry City meet Cork City, St Pat's take on Shelburne, and UCD host Sligo Rovers. Now, it's round three of the Guinness Six Nations Championship this weekend. Gets underway tonight. The Irish under-20s taking on Italy in Treviso. It's on RTE2. Ireland are unbeaten so far this year at this grade. Michael Corcoran has been talking to the Irish assistant coach, Aaron Dundon, about the threat posed by the Italian side.
Yeah, they've been really good. They're really unlucky to obviously lose French in the first game at one point. And they had a tougher game against England away. But, they could have won both of them.
Yep.
And it's going to be a massive challenge for us going over there to Treviso to play. They've got a really good set piece, really good scrum, really good maul. So, the prep we did last week, the seniors, hopefully will help us for the big match ahead.
So two games gone, three to go, but it's literally one game at a time. I know it sounds like a cliche, but this one is massively important in terms of the rest of this championship.
Yeah, it is. For us, we want to keep building game on game. And I think that, again, the Italians, they were obviously unfortunate in the last two games, ran both teams close, and I think they're going to want a big performance and get another win as well, or get a win, so it's going to be a big game for us.
Yeah, well, we'll find out how that goes tonight when it's on RT2, as I say. And then the Irish senior team are in action tomorrow. They have their captain's run in Rome today. The kickoff tomorrow is 2:15. It's live on Radio 1 Saturday Sport and on RT2 television. In golf, Leona Maguire going well this morning. She's picked up four shots today in Thailand. She's on 9 under par, two behind the leader, Nata Vongtaleep of Thailand. Shane Lowry just 3 off the lead going into today's second round of the Honda Classic in Florida. He's on 2 under par, the leaders Billy Horschel and Joe Bramlett on 5 under. Padraig Harrington is 2 over. They resume later, and the racing action later is in Dundalk, and it starts at 4 o'clock.